better than I am. Could I ever be better than I am? This is Instant Illumination here in Campo, California, bringing you wonderful thoughts about better than I am. In all of my life, I am always seeking to find peace and harmony and joy and love and happiness and goodness, and I'm always looking a little bit to be better than I am. I know that I'm experiencing good things. I know that I'm experiencing happy things. I know that life is joyful and good. I know that all these things are rather spectacular and rather wonderful. I know that. And because I know that, I'm living in that awareness. But I'm always looking to be a little better than I am. And because I'm looking to be a little better than I am, what am I finding out? What am I accomplishing? What am I achieving? Life seems to say to us, you must be better than you are. You must seek to have a more fulfilled life. You must seek to have more enjoyment. You must seek to have more peace, more abundance. You must always go for something better than where you are. Is this truly what my goal is for myself? Is this truly what is important to me, to be better than I am? Or more truly, is the goal for myself to be what I am and enjoy it just the way I am? To enjoy me just the way I am, just where I am and who I am and what I am, to enjoy me just the way I am. Could I enjoy myself just the way I am? Do I have the capacity, do I have the ability to be happy with me just the way I am? Do I want to be better? Do I want to have more? Do I want to be different than I am? Am I the ideal person? Am I the ideal being? Am I the fulfillment of all that is? Oh, I'd like to teleport, I'd like to levitate, I'd like to do all sorts of interesting things like that. I do that already. I do that already, only I don't take credit for it and I don't recognize that I'm doing it. I am doing all sorts of wonderful things that I don't even recognize that I'm doing. I'm breathing. I'm walking. I'm living in a spectacular, most amazing body. And my body is a healthy, happy, hearty body. It couldn't be any better than I am. For I am all that is so beautiful and so wonderful and so fantastic, you know. Think about it. Think about how well formed you have your body. I have my body. I've chosen the ideal body. Now, why didn't I choose the body of, say, an animal? Why didn't I choose the body of some space person? Why didn't I choose the body of somebody who lives on a different planet? Who has a different form entirely? Why didn't I live in a body that just is a mind? Well, I chose this body because this is the fun body that I choose for this experience. And this is not all of me. This is only me expressing on this level of awareness. And I am the best that you can be on this level of awareness. Well, you're not an Einstein, and you're not a Shakespeare, and you're not these very great figures of all time. That's true. That's true. But yet, I am them, because all is one. And whenever I want to think a great thought, a beautifully prescribed thought, I have within me the genius, the philosophy, the metaphysical concept to do that easily and quickly. My thoughts are oftentimes far more brilliant than the thoughts of any of the great thinkers of all time. And why is it that my thoughts are them? Because my thoughts are their thoughts, and their thoughts are my thoughts. I live in the allness of time and space. How can I be any better than that? I am just where I want to be. I am just where I choose to be. And I am the best of what I am where I choose to be. I like me just the way I am. I like me just as I have created myself. I like me just as I have brought myself forth into being. I like me. I like me very much. And I think that I'm a wonderful person. I'm a happy person. I'm a fulfilled person. I can touch and think. I can feel. I can know. I can talk. I can whistle. I can walk. I can dance. I can move through all time and space and be the most beautiful experience that I have ever known. And in my mind's eye, I can excel anything that I have ever done with my physical self. And yet my physical self is itself a very wonderful and a very beautiful expression of magic. I am so much, as I begin to recognize how much I am and how wonderful I am. It's pretty good. I don't want to be better than I am. I am aware of who and what I am. And I guess that's what it's all about, to be aware of who and what I am. When I'm aware of who and what I am, what happens to me is that I feel just wonderful. When I'm aware of who and what I am, I feel just magnificent. I feel like I have stepped into the most glorious experience that I could ever know. I tingle from head to toe with the feeling of being there now. I feel a sense of knowingness. I can dream any dream, and the dream for me is my reality. I can live in the present, and that's my reality. I live in the now, and that's my reality. I live all, and that's who and what I am. And it's a wonderful and a glorious experience to be who and what I am. Do I want to be better than I am? There is no betterness, because I am the allness. Wherever my thought wants to take me, there I go. Wherever I want my thought to take me, there I go. I am my thought. I am my dream. But I know it. It's not something that I wish were so. It is so. For I am all now. It is done now. I am the totality of now. It is done now. It's an exciting adventure. It's an exciting dream. It's an exciting awareness that I am that I am. Each one of us can say, I am the all right now, and be it. I do. I say I am the all right now, and I am it. I say I am the joy, the peace, the harmony, the goodness, the wholeness, the isness right now, and I am it. I don't wish for it. I don't want for it. I don't look for it. For every time I think of it, I am it, and when I am it, I am thinking of it. I am that which I am, and I am the allness. And I am surrounded by people who are the allness. I am surrounded by circumstances which are the allness. I am surrounded by all that is, because that is who I am. I am the allness. I am the oneness. I am the isness. I am that which is, and that which ever will be, and it is a great and a glorious experience. I am that I am. I am forevermore all that I am. And it's a pretty exciting adventure to be all that I am, because when I know that all that I am is who I am, then that is what I am. Join me in this wonderful adventure of being what I am as what you are, because that's all there is. Know that this is your reality as it is my reality. And know that, as always, I love you. I love you. I love you.